and Local with Monica J on 92.3 FM and 99.1 FM Talk. This segment is brought to you by HireMeNevada.com.
It's the Monica J Show on 92.3 and 99.1 FM Talk. So many things to talk about. Sorry, I was going off on my little rants today and took so long to open up the phone lines, but they are open now. Talk and text at 884-9910. Today's poll question at 991fmtalk.com. Should homeowners associations be banned or barred from including any political sign or flag restrictions in their bylaws? Yeah, they're playing that game now. One guy complaining he's only allowed to have one political sign. You know, this is really getting too far. So 991fmtalk.com. Today's question brought to you by Nissan of Carson City. And yesterday's, do you support Trump's executive order action that he took the other day for unemployment benefits, for relief for student loans, for, gosh, all kinds of help for those people being evicted? 72% of those participating said yes. Yes, I do. Sometimes you just got to bypass Congress, you know. Obama knew that when he was trying to help all the illegals. So why not help American citizens? Let's go back to the talk and text lines and check in with Sarah this morning. Hi, Sarah. Thanks for calling the show. You wanted to talk about Steve's comments earlier in the show about Brian? Sarah?
Can you hear me?
Yeah, I can hear you now.
Okay. Just a quick comment to the gentleman that called about Brian saying, you know, to go get a job at McDonald's and flip burgers in the meantime. My advice is do not do that, because if he starts employment somewhere, it is going to put him even further behind in getting paid by Dieter. And I understand where he's coming from. He is owed that money. And Brian, if you're listening, just try to hang tight, and I hope you get every penny that's owed you. I really do, because so many people are behind, and that governor of ours, or dictator, whatever you want to call him, should be ashamed of himself.
They all should. They all should.
Yes,
anybody that's
agree.
Standing by him and helping him, this is horrible. And I've sent multiple emails into Dieter, and still, you know, now they're on vacation, the people that I deal with. So I just don't get it. It's just such a lack of.
No, I don't get it either.
You know, Sarah, thank you for calling in saying that, because sometimes when I'm talking to people, my mind goes blank. And that is a very good point, that if you start working to make those ends meet, then that almost kind of screws you in itself. So,
yes, it does.
Sarah,
unfortunately.
Thank you. Yeah, really.
Yes.
Thank you so much for your call. I appreciate that. Let's go back to Lisa. Lisa's on the line. Wants to talk about Tesla's Gigafactory. Hi, what's going on at the Gigafactory?
Well, I just wanted to let you know. I mentioned my daughter. She actually no longer works for Tesla. However, she works for a contract company within Tesla. She is out again. This is the third time in 2 months that she has been put out of work because someone tested positive.
Ugh.
This time on her crew, it was two people. So she's now had her third test. She did it on Friday. She won't get the results back for a week, will not be able to return to work until those results are back. So she's fortunate that they are, in fact, paying her, because it's not her fault. But this is what and how the Gigafactory policy is right now, at least for her and the company that she, you know, works for. Is if you show symptoms or you're sick, you're out. You're gone.
Okay, Lisa, let me share this with you. The Bulgarian Pathology Association, and I would trust the Bulgarians a hell of a lot more than I would trust the CDC or anything in this country, because they are owned by the Rockefellers and the Rockefeller Foundation. But the Bulgarian Pathology Association published a paper concluding that PCR tests are meaningless as a diagnostic tool for SARS-CoV-2. Yet these are the tests used to determine case numbers and death statistics to justify lockdowns, mass social distancing, contract tracing, and more. The inventor of the polymer's chain reaction, that's the PCR technology, said it is inappropriate to detect a viral infection. So even the tests that they're using, just because the test comes up positive, does not mean that you have COVID-19. It means you tested positive for some virus antibody. So your daughter, Lisa, is once again by this state and by the large corporations, because, you know, Elon Musk is more worried about the space exploration right now. It's just a big to hell with you from these people. You know, only the large corporations got to stay open. Only the big guys, Walmart, Costco, Home Depot, Lowe's. While all the mom and pops and the middle class family businesses were made to shut down and remain shut down. Isn't anybody else picking up on this? Lisa, thank you so much for your call. I appreciate your time. Let's go back to the talk and text lines and check in with Susan this morning. Susan wants to talk about unemployment. Hi, Susan. Thanks for calling the show.
Hi, Monica. How are you?
I'm there. I'm here.
I am replying to the gentleman who said we should go out and get a job at McDonald's. I, too, have been waiting 22 weeks for unemployment to pay me. And the reason I went out of work is because they shut everything down and we had no choice. That was a deal Sisolak and the government made with us. Stay home and we'll pay you. Well, we did our part. We stayed home.
Yep.
I am waiting 22 weeks. I am exactly like the letter. I am kicked back from PUA to Dieter, telling that you're not eligible for one. Go to the other. They're kicking us back and forth because it takes us off our it takes us off their pie chart. And when they go to court, they say, look at all the people that have paid. Well, when they disqualified thousands of us, we didn't even show up as numbers. So it's a trick they're pulling before court. And the reason we don't get a job at McDonald's is because a lot of us made well over $600 a week. The gentleman you said had a business and lost, the man who wrote the letter.
Yeah.
You know, they're saying, oh, we want to stay home and collect more. The truth is, $600 a week is less than $30,000 a year. That's still in poverty level. What do you mean staying home and making all this money? You think the guy that sold boats wasn't making more than $600 a week? It's an outrage for people to tell us to go out and get a job. And go out, we did our part. We're waiting for the government to do their part. We go out and get a job, our whole case is lost. My credit after cancer I had to build up, it's totally destroyed now. I just had a creditor call waiting on hold. Another one. I tell them now, you need to call the Nevada Department of Unemployment and tell them that they have my money and you need it. So for him to tell people to go out and get a job at McDonald's who made well over $600 a week, who did their part and stayed home, now need the government to live up to their part. I wonder about that guy. Did he put his business on hold? Has he been out? Is he not getting money? Is his rent due that he can't pay? Are his creditors calling him? It's a lot of nerve for people to sit here now after the fact and tell us to go get a job.
Susan,
you are thousands of dollars from the government and they need to pay us. This is not our fault. We did not decide on our own to stay home. And most of us have paid money into the unemployment system for years. I'm 60 years old now. Who the hell is going to hire me when I can go back to work? What jobs are in Reno right now that are going to hire a 60-year-old woman who's going to retire now in 2 years, if there's money for that? And you're going to hire me, what, to sit at McDonald's for, what, $12 an hour? I was in the medical industry, the real estate industry, and I'm supposed to go get a job for $12 an hour because some person out there thinks that we're living off the government? How dare you?
Susan, thank you so much for calling. Thank you so much for calling. because Susan is not the only one. Brian is not the only one. This is falling squarely on the shoulders of, I sent this letter on to every local politician or representative that I could find through their emails and sending it out to them, reminding them that you've got to do more. You don't have a 9-to-5 job. You should be looking at all of the people who are appointed into positions that they are not qualified for. I have friends at Health and Human Services. Leaders there, not qualified for the job. Energy Department, not qualified for the job. Dieter, not qualified for the job. Yet they appoint these people. Why? Why does the governor appoint them? Favors, paybacks, family? I don't know, but you have to ask yourself, why, since this all started, we've lost two Dieter directors? Let's go back to the talk and text lines, check in with Doug this morning. And Doug, you want to talk about the right to try law?
Yeah, I sure do. I don't see how. I think I'm reasonable. He signed it May 30th, President Trump, 2018. It does say right to try. I don't think it says experimental, but it might. However, that they're using it in a different application, which makes it experimental. It would cover that. And I'm wondering, how is it possible that a governor's legislation or law can supersede a federal, and now Trump did sign it. The House had passed it unanimously. How are we not getting, I can't pronounce it, oxychlorine, I can't pronounce it.
Oh, hydroxychloroquine, yeah.
Yeah, I can't do it. How is that possible that he can supersede federal law? I just don't see it. And how come nobody's complaining? How come nobody's filed?
How can they supersede federal law that, you know, marijuana is illegal? There's always ways around, because state law is supposed to be the one that you follow, you know. But this is it, Doug. Sisolak has done numerous things that are against the Constitution, that are against the Nevada state constitution, that are against the federal law that Trump is putting out there. And he does nothing about it, and nobody challenges him. And if you challenge him, he does not play nice.
Well, who's in position to file a challenge? I don't know who would do that. But isn't somebody listening to this station able to file a challenge to Sisolak's authority to do this? And I can't, it's very obvious to me, and I don't know what I'm missing. Would you know of anybody that could look into it? Or
yeah, but
why are Republicans not challenging it? Why not?
They say they are behind the scenes, but I haven't seen anything. You know, they say they're working on lawsuits. They say that, you know, they're doing all this stuff. And all I see in my email and things coming to me is asking for more money for elections. That they need to get more Republicans into office. They need to get, you know, more offices in control that they, and it's like, seriously, there's nothing else you can do except for have the number of votes. That's not the way government is supposed to work, Doug. It's supposed to work for us, not against us. And that's all I see is politicians asking for money.
Well, there's no mechanism that a citizen can do. There's nobody to get to file a challenge.
You can always get with Joey Gilbert, you know, and try to find a lawyer who will take these issues on. But when you look at it, Doug, most of the politicians are lawyers. So even the lawyers don't want to get involved because they know that the federal courts, even the state courts here, are packed with liberal judges from the Obama administration. Look at the lawsuit that we tried to file against him just to get a few days extended because of the shutdown to do the recall petition. No.
Yeah.
Thrown out. You know, it's just... We're fighting literally against the government for our rights. And it's not acceptable, Doug. Doug, I got to take a quick break. Thank you so much for calling in and bringing up that topic because, yeah, you have rights. And as we were listening to Susan earlier, or no, we were listening to Sarah earlier about her daughter out at Tesla. Guess what? Something was found positive somewhere with COVID at the school district. So now what is that going to do to getting kids back into class? I tell you, it's just a bunch of BS. It's all being manipulated to divert you, to divert your attention. And what's going on with unsealed indictments, AG Barr, and the Durham investigations? We're going deep. Treason, pedophilia, human trafficking, drugs. That's why they hate Trump. We'll be back right after this with more calls. Ken, Mark, hang on the line right after this on 92.3 and 99.1 FM Talk.
99.1, the FM News and Talk of Northern Nevada, KKFT.
It's the Monica Jay Show on 92.3 and 99.1 FM Talk. Talk lines are open. Let's get right to it because Ken and Mark have been waiting for a while. Ken, thank you so much for calling the show. I've only got a minute or so quickly.
Just to say that my heart goes out to Brian. The gentleman that criticized him was mixing apples and oranges. The fact is the state has a liability and an obligation, both legally and morally. And unfortunately, this is another front of the division that liberals are causing in the nation by deliberately gumming up the works. It's the same in Oregon. I have family up there that have never been paid since March on money they're owed. So this is keep up the good fight. And I feel for Brian. It's very easy to sit there when you're comfortable and tell someone to go and work at McDonald's. I thought that was highly condescending, Monica.
Yeah. Ken, thank you so much for the call. I appreciate that. And, you know, again, Oregon, gosh, same things happening going up in Washington. Democrat-run states. Let's go back to the talk and text and check in with Mark, who wants to talk about government corruption. Well, that's an interesting topic, Mark.
You know, Monica, I don't understand how one man, one governor, can destroy a whole state. And it's happening in front of our eyes. And, you know, the caller that you had a couple of calls back, he hit it right on the nose. And, you know, you're not able to answer these questions that he was asking. You're definitely not going to be able to answer the questions that I would be asking. Who can we go to and why are these people so scared? I don't understand it. It's frustrating to me, just like it is to him. We can't allow one person to do this to our state. And it's happening and nobody is doing a thing about it. And I don't get it. I don't understand why there can't be some kind of a lawsuit to tie his hands so he can't destroy this state any more than he's already done.
I have law officers that want to tell the truth about especially the Reno Police Department. I have a friend who works at Health and Human Services who wants to come on the show so badly, but she wants to keep her job. I have a friend at NDOT who wants to come on the show so badly, but doesn't want to lose his job. It's not right, Mark. The corruption is there.
No,
people know about the corruption.
Then they shouldn't have those jobs anyways then. And that's where I would put my foot down. I don't know. That's wrong. If your job is stopping you from telling the truth, I don't even want you in Nevada. You shouldn't even be here. I wouldn't open the door for you. If you were lying on the street, I would step over you. I wouldn't even talk to you. People got to quit being scared. This is pathetic.
Yeah.
Stand up for us. We need people like them to stand up for us. If they lose their job, make it to where that, you know, there's going to be a lawsuit involved if they get fired for standing up for our rights. Come on.
Yeah,
it doesn't make any sense.
I wouldn't be as harsh as you, Mark. But yes, people have to start standing up or stop complaining, because you can't have it both ways. You can't complain how bad the government is when you have a government job and you won't be honest and let the taxpayers know how they are wasting your money, how they are stealing your money, because a lot of this is theft. The things that they're putting it towards that are not approved by the public is just, it's unacceptable. And Mark, I know you get that. And I thank you for calling in. And I just wish more people would accept it, that they're lying to you. There are things that they can do. They're just not doing them. We'll be back after this on 92.3 and 99.1 FM Talk.
The talk starts here. Get the conversation going. Call now.
Hello?
99.1 KKFT. For Smith and Mason Valley, 92.3 FM Talk.
So the Democrat bill includes stimulus checks for illegal aliens. They require the mass release of illegal aliens from detention. They also compel the mass release of inmates, including serious felons. How do you like that one? And this is in the bill that we're talking about. What does this have to do with stimulus, the economy? What does this have to do with the coronavirus? Another name. What does this have to do with this? So think of that. They require the mass release of illegal aliens from detention. What does this have to do with what we're trying to do? They want to put this is a radical left policy, so they could go to Portland and try and rip the place apart that they've been doing for many years, and they've been doing for years and years. They also compel the mass release of inmates. What does this have to do with what we're talking about? This is Nancy Pelosi, Crazy Nancy, and Chuck Schumer. They want to compel you to do this stuff, and this has nothing to do with what we're talking about.
It doesn't have anything to do with what they should be talking about. It's about their voting base. Literally letting felons out of jail, criminals, so they can cause more havoc. It's the Monica Jay Show, 92.3 and 99.1 FM Talk, live and local FM Talk for all of Northern Nevada. I'm so glad you're here today. 991fmtalk.com. Answer today's poll question courtesy of Nissan of Carson City. And that is, wow, homeowners associations going after it again. If you got a flagpole, only the American flag. Can't even fly a Trump flag on it. Because what? It's offensive to your neighbors? The specific signs aren't in your lists, but you're going to decide that if a Trump flag is flying, that it's not acceptable. Wow. Should homeowners associations be banned from including any political sign or flag restrictions in bylaws? Yesterday's poll question, do you support President Trump's executive orders action to extend unemployment benefits and other things to help American citizens? 72% said yes. For those people saying no, I get it. We're going to have to pay it back. But guess what? I would much rather have to be on the hook for that than to be on the hook for illegals getting all of their benefits. Look at California. California. Let's head to the phone lines, 884-9910, and talk, check in with Brian this morning. Hi, Brian. Thanks for calling the show. Huh? Hey, this is my Brian? Oh, Brian. Thank you for calling.
Yeah.
What are you doing?
I wanted to clarify with your viewer what I do for a living. And so I lost two jobs, Monica. I lost two night jobs. So one job at work 3 nights a week, one job 2 nights a week. And then at 7:30, 8 in the morning, I would go to my boat rental business. I only recently started selling all my boats, my yachts, because I don't want to completely lose myself. So I've had to spend my time prepping these yachts for sale, which I've sold all of them. I even sold Joey Gilbert one. But now I'm down to my last shot. I have no money to get this boat ready for sale, and I need to sell it. And I need this money to get started so I can just get an apartment, get a shower, get a haircut, go get a job. I want to get my license and start a new career. I want to get my CDL license. I'm just going to go drive. So my business is done. I've already, you know, realized that my business is over now. He ruined me. He took a month and a half from the beginning of my business, an early season, mind you. I had people calling me without even advertising. I finally was at the top of Google. I was killing it. And this guy managed to ruin me by closing me down at the month and a half at the beginning of the season. You know, it is so hard on me to work two jobs a week and then a night job, and then to go in at 8 o'clock in the morning, immediately dropping boats in. And let me tell you, that goes until 10 o'clock at night, you know, when you're running down to Carson City to get fuel at 11 o'clock at night before you have to rush back to go to your job at 11:30 at night.
Yeah.
So this guy here, $12 an hour, is not even going to begin to cover my position with selling yachts. I've already saved myself tremendously by prepping yachts and getting rid of them.
By selling your assets, yeah.
I had to. What else am I going to do? The bank's going to take them. And when they take them, they just send them through like an auction. And then if they sell them for 20 grand less than you owe, well, guess who's on the hook for that? And
yeah.
Guess what? If you go through bankruptcy, they come and take all your other assets that you do own. They say, oh, you own this, this, and this. Well, we're going to take those with the bankruptcy because you owe this much money. They
have
take
you
your things.
Have you checked your emails today?
No, I haven't. I rushed down here because I started hearing you guys talking about me on the radio, and I heard that caller, and I was like, oh, my gosh. I was like, no, dude, I work two jobs. What are you talking about? I've never taken the money from the government in my life. I don't want to take money from them now. But they put me in a position where I couldn't work. And the job at McDonald's for $12 an hour, I'm sorry, caller, but that's not going to cover my bills. That won't even cover one yacht payment.
Okay, so
McDonald's doesn't cover it.
I want to know what you have in your emails later, because I sent your letter that you sent to me out to 25 different state officials. So far this morning, I've only gotten two responses, one from Lisa Krasner, who, Monica, I referred several to an aide at LCB, and have had some positive results. If you can share the name and contact information, I will ask Constituent Services to prompt Dieter and maybe speed up the process. So that was Al Kramer that sent me that. And Jim Wheeler says, I have no idea how to get Dieter moving. I've tried to get answers from constituents for months. People call our consultant services division at LCB.
Monica, if I may?
Yes.
When dealing with Dieter, so for 2 months I dealt with the original department, right? And they finally told me, no, we have a new department set up. You need to go through them because you're self-employed. And one of my two part-time jobs was in Taos City, so it was just over the line in California. So further complicates. So, yeah, that's the right department for me. Well, no, after 2.5 months, they're finally telling me, after last week, they approved everything, and all my money was showing up, and it was supposed to go through. I was just waiting on the transaction numbers and the money to go in my bank account. And then on Monday, I went to this credit union where I can tap in on to get online, and nope, they reversed out what they did, and they sent me a letter stating that I need to go to the regular unemployment office for this. I can't even get them on the phone. And if I go down to their office, the security guard meets you directly at the front phone, and he boots you out and says they can't help you. There's nobody there. And I'm like, is this the administrative building for the unemployment offices? Yes. that there's nobody here that can help you. And there isn't. And I can't do it online because the original system, my PIN number doesn't work. And that's a nightmare if you can't get your PIN number to work. Okay? And then when you do get them on the phone, I've emailed them for 2 months and they haven't got back to any of my emails stating I need a letter showing that they have sent me to the other unemployment office. But they will not send me the letter. And not only can I not get that letter, but now they've pinned me between the departments so that, and I only have 11 days to appeal at this point. Well, I can't even, how am I going to get them on the phone in 10 days? I don't even have, I don't have enough time to take care. So now the real conundrum is, am I going to be able to even get them on the phone to help me with this other letter or whoever's going to actually deal with this before this 10-day appeal process runs out? Because I only have 10 days to, 11 days total to appeal starting yesterday.
Okay, then I think that Al Kramer's email is the one that we need to go with, and you need to get aid with LCB, okay, the legal counsel, the Legislative Counsel Bureau. So I've got their number for you, and
okay, I had to rush. I'm out of fuel. I'm out of, I have no cell phone anymore. I have nothing.
Okay,
the only
Brian,
way is a credit union to
Brian,
get on, jump on their Wi-Fi.
Brian, I've
called Dieter.
Brian, I've met you. God gives me the ability to do what I can and what I can't. Will you please come and stay with me even just for a couple of days? Take a shower, use my phone, use my computer, whatever you need to do. I live in South Reno. I will get you some money to get gas to come up here, but just come at least stay with me for a couple of days. Please,
Monica, I'll consider it. I'm going to be at the mansion tonight about 10:30, but I don't have enough fuel to get up there, honestly. And I the route that I have between my shop and his place is all I can do right now because they can actually take you to jail for sleeping in your car.
Yeah, I know. That's why I want you. I live in South Reno, so if you can take the 30-minute drive back and forth, please. Come stay with me for a couple of days. Think about it. You've got the number to the station.
The biggest thing I need is I need to be able to call these people to get through so I can get this resolved.
And you can use my phone. Brian,
okay,
you think about it.
We're eating up your airtime. I'm at Fish right now, so I'm literally using their phone, and I don't know how much time I have. But
okay, talk to Jim. Jim knows me. Jim knows how to get a hold of me. He will give you whatever you need for you to get to my home, and I will take care of it with him later. Just you do what's in your heart and what needs to be done because there is help for you, and we will help you get what you deserve from the state, okay? So just talk to Jim, and we will get this taken care of. Brian, I'll let you go because you got a lot to think about. So I shall hopefully be hearing from you soon.
All righty.
God bless you. It's not for me to be doing things like this. But it is. Because when the government fails you, when the system fails you, that's when we rely on each other. Because that's what we are supposed to do. For the government representatives out there, you have to fight harder for us. If it's not going through Dieter, then where are your emails to the AG's office to get us help? Where are your letters? Where are you and not at the governor's mansion? Banging on his door. I can't bang on his door. Maybe you can. People are floundering out here. People are dying literally because of the decisions that Governor Sisolak has made, that AG Ford has made, that our federal judges here have made. Who have you contacted in the federal government What has Mark Amaday done? All I'm getting from him is a little email once a week. What has he done? What has Rosen done? It's the Monica Jay Show. We'll be back after this on 92.3 and 99.1 FM Talk.
Live, local FM Talk. KKFT. For Smith and Mason Valley. 92.3 FM Talk.
Anybody else have anything they want to share today?
This is where to say it. Call now at 884-9910.
It's the Monica Jay Show on 92.3 and 99.1 FM Talk. We are family here in Northern Nevada, and we take care of each other. Live and local FM Talk for all of us here in Northern Nevada. Hey, if you're with the Washoe County School District, check out the Washoe County School District's website. They have their plan up, the restrictions, what's going to be happening to get school going. So for all the parents out there, make sure you go onto the website for Washoe County School District and get it all laid out. You and your kids, check it out. And make sure you do the proper education for your kids. And let them know what's going on. You know what's going on with us? What our state government worries about? Did you know that AG Ford has filed a countersuit against the Trump administration for, you know, the suit that was brought against us? Or I guess it would be the Trump campaign for mail-in ballots. Yeah. That's what AG Ford is worried about. Instead of helping people get the money that they need to survive, they're worried about taking away your rights and not letting you vote in public. Even though they say, you know, masks work, so you can go shopping. You can stand in line, you can wander around the store, but you can't vote. And by the way, those masks, how do you feel about Duke University? Do you think that they do a good job? Do you think that's legitimate? Then how about this? Researchers at Duke University did a study on the masks, finally. And it was published in Science Advances. And like any reasonable people know, they came up with the conclusion that really the only mask, if you're using it properly, is the N95 mask. Yes, the N95. Surgical masks come in a close second. The neck fleeces or the gator masks that you sometimes see runners using, dead last. Just above that, all of those cute little masks you're wearing and all the cute little colors and sayings, not at all. Not at all. Of course, you know, they put out there to cover their butts, we want to emphasize that we really encourage people to wear masks, but we want them to wear masks that actually work. So, unless you're wearing an N95 mask, you're pretty much just covering your mouth with your message. The message of compliance. I can go through study after study after study here. Danish health officials criticized for not making masks mandatory. They responded by saying there's little evidence that they limit the spread of respiratory viruses. The tests not accurate. They want you to be afraid because they keep hearing all these numbers increasing and increasing. I want you to stop and think about the terminology that they're using that you're in so much fear about. Cases. Positive tests. Those are two different things. Yet the media is throwing out 100,000 new positive tests. That's not a case. Which could be treated. They talk about 5 different vaccines that are on the way. Ain't no vaccine going into this body. The vaccines that have mercury, that have fetal tissue, that have the virus itself. Why are you not doing critical thinking of what's going on around us right now? We're already in the third world war right now. And it is the war against Marxism. It is the war about the complete and utter takeover of not just this republic, but in democracies around the country, around the world, excuse me. Because a few want to lead and rule over the many. We'll be back tomorrow. I love you. God loves you. Jesus died for you. Be safe in that.